next. 94.7 FM. Well, good morning, guys. We talked to you just a few minutes ago, and now we're back. Lost in Lava, the Cowboy Gathering. And you were telling me when we last chatted that 7 years at least you've been doing what you do, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, we started out down here. The first year we just came down and played some open mic.
Right.
And then the next year they invited us back, and I don't know. We've
been fortunate. They keep inviting us back.
Well, that's good news for you. All right. Let's talk a little bit about what's going on. It is Friday and Saturday, this Friday, September 18th, and then the 19th on Saturday. And you guys are pretty much the host with the most here.
Yes, they have free day shows Friday and Saturday. They start at 1 on Friday and 2 on Saturday.
Okay.
And then they have a pre-show that starts at 6:30, and then the evening concert, and you're going to get to see different people.
Yeah, I'm looking at the list. Tony is back. Tony Argento. He's and Don Flemons. Was Don last year?
No.
Okay. Yeah. Don and Andy Hedges.
Andy was here last.
You say Andy year. Was here last year. Yeah. And new one for the area here is Traveling Miles. And Honey Bear, have you guys met yet or not yet?
No, have not met them yet.
Okay.
Kind of talked on Facebook a little bit.
Yeah.
We'll get to know them a lot more, you know, so we can introduce them. We'll find out a little bit more about them. I've got a couple of sheets.
About them?
Sheets.
Oh, awesome. Now, do they sing or what do they do?
Yes, they're a very kind of an unusual group. They're out of Boise.
Right.
And they're type of combination of blues, country, folk, jazz, and rockabilly.
Oh, man, I'll tell you, that sounds
fun. They play a tremendous amount of different instruments.
Yeah.
The guitar, banjo, a suitcase percussion kit. I've got to see that. A harmonica, a juice harp, washboard, fiddle, and a bass tub, and a saw.
And a saw. Don't get cut.
Have a good sound.
Awesome.
Good sound.
All right, and Brian Dilworth, I think he's new as well, isn't he?
No.
Oh, is Brian
Brian's
then?
Been around Lost in Lava quite a bit. He's actually on the board.
Oh, okay.
He's a poet.
Poet, okay. And then Corey James Grubb is another one.
They're new.
Ring a bell with me.
I don't know a whole lot about him either. Yeah. Like I said, unfortunately, I haven't heard him.
Okay.
I think he's from southern Idaho, and we're pretty southern Idaho, but
yeah,
southwestern Idaho, maybe.
I was going to say, you're here a lot, so yeah, you could call yourselves area residents. Okay, well, I'll tell you what, thanks, guys, for coming. We're going to ask you, of course, to give us a little bit more music here, and before we do, you guys brought me three of your, these are your three albums, right? So
yes.
I think I've got them in order here. This one here, I'll hold it up for the camera to see this. There we go. All right, so this is your first one, the Panhandle Cowboys. When did you do that one?
I think it was like 2016.
Okay.
Or 17.
And you'd loaded that up, 16 songs on that. Now, the next one you did called Cows, Horses, and
Cowgirls. Cows, Horses, and Cowgirls.
All right. And then this one's brand new. I was about to throw it on the ground. All right, Bits and Pieces. What's that all about?
It's just more of a, that's about 12 or 13 cuts on that one, I think. The first
more,
two are
six. A little more Western-style music that we play. And
Now, how'd you guys get together? What made you decide that?
It was all about finances.
Yeah. Dave was a solo Western singer, and I was a solo poet.
Okay.
And we bumped into each other a few times, and we live close together. Let's start traveling together, cut expenses. And then we started kind of just jamming together, and we said, hey, you know, we can make this work.
We should do this. All right, well, we're talking about, I'll hold this up for everybody to see. It's Lost in Lava, Cowboy Gathering in Shoshone, and it is this weekend. Friday and Saturday, not doing the Cowboy Church this Sunday, but that's about the only thing that's changed there as well. So, all right. So, what do you got? You're gonna do some songs. So let's get in here.
We're gonna do another song about a gal that was born here in Idaho.
Okay,
it's a true story.
All right, here we go.
Have you heard the sad story about Bonnie McCarroll, cowgirl from old Idaho? She was raised in High Valley a long time ago, and her story, it's sad to be told. She was raised on on a ranch that her grandfather had. She could ride any bronc that he owned. Have you heard the sad story about Bonnie McCarroll, a cowgirl from old Idaho?
From up in High Valley, Idaho, there came a bronc rider. Bonnie McCarroll was her name. Now, she had made many great bronc rides, but on this day, the bronc Black Cat and Bonnie McCarroll rode their way into tragic rodeo fame. It was one of those awful rodeo wrecks that makes everyone hold their breath, and they all knew that Bonnie McCarroll was riding this bronc to her death. As her husband, Frank, lifted her limp body from the arena floor, everyone knew that Bonnie McCarroll would ride the broncs no more. Frank and Bonnie decided that after this rodeo, they both were going to retire from the rodeo life. But the rodeo world lost a great bronc rider that day, and Frank McCarroll lost his beloved wife.
She was raised on a ranch that her grandfather had. She could ride any bronc that he owned. Have you heard the sad story about Bonnie McCarroll, a cowgirl from old Idaho?
Awesome song. So give us a little background. When did this all happen?
Well, this happened back in the 20s at the Pendleton Roundup.
Wow. Okay.
Back then, there was some controversy about women riding bucking horses and spurring. So they tied the stirrups together under the horse's belly so the girls could set up and not flay their legs out. And anyway, she bucked off and hung up.
Oh.
And basically, her horse stomped her to death right there in the arena.
But she, I think she lasted a couple of days and then she died.
She was pretty much.
She was hurting.
Yeah,
oh, man, I'm
died,
telling
like,
you
10
what.
10 days later, she never got out of the hospital.
Oh, wow.
But you know, the real story about this is the cowgirls were better at riding the bucking horses than the cowboys. And so they had to make something to make it a disadvantage for them. That's the real story.
I don't know what to go. I don't know where to go from there. That's kind of scary.
Are you married?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah.
I'm not going
to
even talk about that.
If you're married, you go with my side.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I want to tell you what. This is going on, of course, over there in Shoshone. And you guys explain to people how this works. So you have the event starts in the afternoon and at 1 o'clock on Friday, and it's pretty much you just can be there till about 7, and then that's when the paying crowd gets there.
Correct. Well, there's a pre-show that starts at 6:30.
Okay.
And that's kind of where the paying folks come in, you know.
Okay. And tickets are at the door, so it's pretty easy.
Yes, tickets at the door.
Now let's talk about the money that you're generating from this. This is kind of a cool story you were telling me before we went on the air.
Yes, we used to do a scholarship type of thing, but this year we decided we're going to donate a lot of the proceeds to the Shoshone School Music Program.
Oh, perfect.
So we're kind of excited about it, and they're excited about it.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, you know what? We're going to do the intro. You think about a song here. We're gonna do coming up here. We do homegrown country and give you a chance to just show off your skills here. We got to pay some bills, so we're gonna do that, and then we will be back with more of the Panhandle.